Many of you know about Padre Pio's deep bond with Our Lady, Jesus, and the Father. Today I'm excited to explore something equally profound, his special relationship with the third person of the Holy Trinity, the Holy Spirit. Stay tuned to hear the insights.
Ave mundi spes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're excited to have you with us. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede in powerful ways today. Join us as we share new videos and shorts 5 days a week, diving into the extraordinary life and miracles of this beloved saint. Discover how Padre Pio's legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's embark on this spiritual journey together. I'd like to take a heartfelt moment to thank the members of our Protected Children of Padre Pio program for your unwavering financial help and support. Your generosity makes these videos possible for everyone, and we are deeply grateful. May Our Lady and Padre Pio reward you abundantly for your kindness and dedication. For those of you who are not yet members, we invite you to join today and experience the many benefits that come with being a protected child of Padre Pio. As a member, you will enjoy special spiritual and material benefits, including regular masses celebrated specifically for your intentions. Pope Benedict XV beautifully expressed the value of this. The Holy Mass would be of greater profit if people had it offered in their lifetime, rather than having it celebrated for the relief of their souls after death. Additionally, you'll be joining a community of people praying for each other. Knowing people are praying for you will bring comfort, hope, and strength to face life's challenges for you and your loved ones. Joining is simple. Just click the link in the description below to find out more and become a part of this blessed community under the protection of Padre Pio. And now let's move on to our story. Today's reflections are drawn from the book, The Life of Padre Pio by Gerardo di Flumeri and Gennaro Prezioso. Within its pages, we uncover profound insights into the life and spirituality of Padre Pio. Now, I don't know about you, but I sometimes get the impression that the Holy Spirit is often overlooked in prayers. Despite our Lord promising his disciples during the Last Supper that he will ask the Father to send another advocate, the Holy Spirit, to be with them, to be with us forever. Well, in the hope of deepening our awareness of the third person of the Holy Trinity, let's explore what the authors have to say about Padre Pio's experiences with the Holy Spirit. The authors shared, "Even from a young age, Padre Pio had remarkable encounters with the Holy Spirit, whom he lovingly referred to as the sweet guest of souls. On the day of his confirmation, he was blessed with such a profound spiritual experience that, upon reflection in later years, he felt completely consumed by the most vivid flame, which burns, melts, and causes no suffering." Now, just a quick side note. Some months back, I created a video delving into Padre Pio's First Communion and Confirmation. So if you would like to hear more details about these events and about the significance of these sacraments, you can find the link in the description below. Now back to our subject. Throughout his life, Padre Pio nurtured a deep devotion to the Holy Spirit, recognizing him as the gentle and discreet source of strength and wisdom, abundantly pouring graces upon him. He emphasized the importance of acknowledging the Holy Spirit's presence in our lives, urging his spiritual children to cultivate a personal relationship with the sanctifying Spirit and to become aware of the profound dignity that follows from being temples of the Holy Spirit of God. This is, if I may add, a very important point for our times, as many people act as if their bodies belong solely to themselves, to be altered and mutilated without regard to the divine sanctity within. Furthermore, Padre Pio demanded from his spiritual children a personal behavior reflecting great respect towards the Holy Spirit, along with vigilance to receive his fruits of joy, kindness, patience, and fruitfulness. Moreover, the authors share excerpts from various letters written by Padre Pio to bring his words closer to us. Here are some notable examples. Never allow sadness to take hold in your heart, for it is not in accordance with the Holy Spirit poured into your heart. Let him dispose of you as he sees fit. Grant full freedom to the free action of the Holy Spirit, striving to replicate in your life the Christian virtues, and, above all others, holy humility and Christian charity. For us, who are so fragile, the help of the Holy Spirit is essential. Without this aid, we cannot truly respond to the call to holiness that God makes to all of us. In conclusion, Padre Pio's teachings highlight the transformative power of the Holy Spirit in shaping our character and guiding our actions. He firmly believed that by opening ourselves to the Holy Spirit's influence, we could experience a profound inner transformation, leading to a life marked by Christian virtues. In his letters, Padre Pio often invoked the Holy Spirit, seeking his guidance and assistance for himself and his spiritual children. These invocations served as reminders of the continuous need for divine grace in our lives and the importance of relying on the Holy Spirit for spiritual growth. St. Louis de Montfort emphasized that the more devotion we have to Our Lady, the more the Holy Spirit enters our souls. He stated, "When the Holy Spirit finds Mary in a soul, he hastens there, and if the soul permits, he enters into it and communicates himself to it abundantly." He also noted, "The Holy Spirit gives himself to Mary, his faithful spouse, in so intimate a manner that one of the chief reasons why he does not now produce wonders in our souls is because he does not find in us a sufficiently great union with his faithful and inseparable spouse. Thus, a deep devotion to Our Lady is the best way to receive the Holy Spirit." So, as we conclude, I hope this video has inspired all of you watching to open your hearts to the Holy Spirit's guidance, allowing his transformative power to shape your lives. May it serve as a gentle reminder that each of you is a temple of God. So let us present ourselves to the world with dignity and grace. May the Holy Spirit abundantly bless us all on our journey of faith and fill our hearts with his peace and wisdom. Amen. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.